Blog Talk Radio.
Radio on Fire is a digital network covering breaking news, sports, and entertainment. Check out our daily programs, articles, and all types of exclusive urban content right now at radioonfire.com.
Welcome to the R&B Divas LA season. Let me not say season. This is a recap. This is season three, and currently we are, what, three episodes in, and I'm waiting for the drama to kick off because it's definitely coming. I'm going to combine the last two episodes together. I'm going to speak about episode two, and then I'm going to roll right into episode three. Now, if you're watching with me, then you know what's going on. But for those of you who are tuning in now and have missed the episode, I'm going to get you up to speed a little bit. It was a new person added to the cast, which is Brave Williams from Baltimore. And on episode two, she invited Mo and Lila James out to buy, well, they were actually going out to buy some wings because Chrisette Michelle was having a launch party. She started her own label. So they were going out to purchase wings. And I'm explaining this in detail because it explains what happens in the next episode. But they get to the lingerie store, which, of course, you can buy wings there because you could possibly dress up for your man with some wings on. I wouldn't, but apparently people do it. And Brave was kind of, from the green screen that they was given from Lila and Lil Mo, they really wasn't feeling the fact that she was trying to push them into lingerie. And something that kind of stuck out, she told Lila, "I could read you." Now, in the world, when the homosexuals say read, they mean that they're going to tell you about yourself. So basically, that's what I was like, wait a minute, but she means you can read her. But she said, I could tell you what she wouldn't wear, but she wouldn't let Lila get it out of her mouth herself. So to continue on, she ended up dressing up Mo, and Mo ended up liking something. I don't recall if she purchased anything because they didn't show that. But Mo did try on a few items. And, you know, like I said, she liked them. So, you know, after that, they all made it over to, which was interesting. Very interesting. The choir that she used for her song, they sound good in the studio. They sound a horrible mess in that backyard. Chrisette could have done the song by herself and maybe it would have sound better. And that's just my opinion. Somebody else may feel otherwise, but hey, it is what it is. But something just came to my mind about at the lingerie store. Lila James said, she told Brave Williams, she said, "I sell music. I don't sell sex." I thought that was hot. I like that. I really do. So basically, she said, "I'm not revealing myself to sell my music." But I think they're just taking Brave wrong. I really do. I don't know her personally, but it just seems as though she's very genuine. And they're not, I don't know. I just hope she fits in. It's not looking good for her, though. It's looking like she's not fitting in. But those were the most important things that happened in episode two, because I want to, you know, get to the current episode that we just had. But before I get into that, I'll have to say, is this season is very interesting because we all know everybody's waiting for the drama. I know I'm waiting for it too. That's the only reason I watch these reality shows, for the drama. I'm not going to lie. But they have interesting things going on. Michelle A is dealing with depression. because Seth Michelle's brother is dealing with bipolar. You know, all these things are very interesting. And Lila James has her best friend is dealing with breast cancer. So those are all three serious issues that affect at least one person in every person's family who watches the show. So, I mean, it may affect one of you listeners right now. I think it's just very interesting. So, on to episode 3. Brave met up with Shantae to talk about what Mo ended up telling her. Because Mo ended up telling her, like, hey, you have to watch what you're saying to people because they're going to take it the wrong way. And, you know, she's just trying to give a fair warning. You know, but it's like, what? She's like, you know more than what you're telling me, blah, blah, blah. But just take her advice, Brave. That's all. Take her advice. She's been there. She knows what she's talking about. That's all I can say. I'm rooting for you, but listen to what she's saying. She didn't say walk on eggshells, but just think about what you say before you say it because I didn't see the drama, okay? So the top of the episode, though, Michelle A met with her. I never understood why they showed those sessions on TV because I thought it was private, but I guess she's okay with it being seen. During her session, she really didn't talk about her trying to kill herself. Her therapist told her she realizes that she's in a better place, which is good. Congrats to her. Because last season, she was all over the place and a mess. And it kind of seems like Michelle Lay is still a mess. But I'll get to that. After her session, she met up with Mo, and they did a little bit of retail therapy. Now, ladies, we all know what that is. And I think I'm going to have me some retail therapy at the end of the week. And not that I'm stressing or anything, but it's just always good to treat yourself. So, yes. Now, I love Lil Mo. I do. He's my favorite on the show. But I'm starting to wonder who is dressing her. Who is picking out these outfits? At first I said I wasn't going to say anything because that is my girl. I can't help it. I'm probably her number one fan. But I'm confused about what she has on. I didn't get it. I was lost, even the scarf around her head. But whatever. Mo told her she thinks she should get out. She said her father-in-law was coming into town, and hey, let's all get out. Let's go out. Michelle agreed to that. Well, shall I fast forward? How about she stood them up? She didn't show up. And when I say Lil Mo was pissed, to the highest level of pissivity. Okay? Mo was, oh my gosh, she was pacing. She was mad. She was like, I got to get out of here. I'm going to start throwing stuff. Mo was just so upset. Now, she might need some anger management. Yeah, I think I could benefit from that too. But yeah, I think she needs some anger management just from what she was saying. She was more upset than her father-in-law. But Michelle wasn't answering her phone. But Michelle is not ready from, you know, seeing her interact with her therapy. She's not ready. Even when I sat down with Lil Mo, she was crying, and you know, because she felt like this man wasn't there. Her mother was a single mother, her grandmother, you know, all this. She's just not ready. She needs to focus on therapy and, you know, getting herself together. So, yeah. Now, let's move on real quick to Chrisette Michelle's brother. She signed him to her label, and because she knows he's bipolar, she suggested that he has a life coach. So what did he do? He agreed, which was great. I have someone in my family as well that is bipolar, and I agree with what Chrisette was saying, that when they're bipolar, you have to approach them cautiously, because you don't know what headspace they're in. They could be ready to go off, but As long as you're in a soft tone or whatever, it'll go a whole nother route. And that's what she was basically saying her brother did when he was younger, and that's why they were so distant. But he agreed to go to the life coach, and I was so confused because he said he wanted to go, but when he got there, it was like he wasn't with it. He was just going to the left. I believe he was going to the left. He said that he thought his sister was snooty. He said her eyelashes, because they're so long, that made her seem snooty. Now, for those who wear lashes, I should say those who don't wear lashes, I would like to know, do you think that people who do wear the lashes, even, you know, the thick ones like either Chrisette wears, I believe Lil Mo, yeah, definitely, Lil Mo wears them as well. Do that make people seem snooty? I honestly believe Chrisette Michelle takes that tone, that soft tone, because of how she had to tone it down to talk, to speak to her brother. She could be loud and rowdy, but she's not. She always has a soft speaking voice. So, I don't know. The brother was around her more than I've seen on television, so still doesn't appear to be snooty to me. Okay, so moving right along, Lila James decided that her friend has breast cancer, and she had fought it a while ago, and now she has to go through chemo again. And she's taking it hard, although she's trying to be strong for her friend. And so she decides to have a celebration for her. And, wow, this part is something. But while the girls were, they were getting ready for the party, they were all in the same room, all of the divas, and she asked them that they want to sing. And it was like, well, what are we going to sing? What are we going to sing? And she said, that's what friends are for. And what kind of puzzled me was, after she said that, Brave Williams said, I don't know that song. Like, what? Who does not know that's what friends are for? I didn't understand that. But, okay. So they continue on. And then here she is again, Brave Williams. And that's why I'm saying I'm rooting for her. But she getting, she getting some check marks for me. Because then after that, she said, whoa, we're not going to rehearse? Oh, no, I need to rehearse. I mean, then they go to the green screen. I've been in a group before. These are all professionals that you're dealing with. I think they had it. To satisfy Brave Williams, I believe Chrisette Michelle started the song off, and then everybody came in at different times. I was talking to someone who, I believe that he's throwing shade to Brave Williams. I'm rooting for him. I know she can sing. I was at her listening party. I know she can definitely sing without the track by herself. So, like I said, I'm rooting for her. I just hope that the things that she's doing so far does not cause her to get into any riffraff with anybody on the show, because that's what it looks like. So I just hope not. Now, the last thing I'm going to speak on is when I said that Michelle A definitely still needs, it's something still going on with her, period. She didn't even stay. She wasn't even one of the divas that went up on the stage. I don't even remember her telling anybody, any of the divas, that she had to leave. But she claims that she had to leave to pick her daughter up. Wow. I need to see what's going on with that. I really do. I'm just going to wait and see. But the season does look interesting. So stay tuned. I'm going to definitely give my honest opinion. And right now, I'm really, Jante has it. She was my least favorite last season. I haven't placed anybody anywhere as of yet, but I will say this. Wardrobe has to get together. I don't know who's styling who or what's going on, But I love Mo, but I had no idea what she had on, even at the little celebration. Like, I was really confused. It was like some laced up something on her leg, and it looked like, I don't understand. I don't, and that's my girl. I really don't understand. But I did like the way she put her beef, so she did have a problem with Michelle Lane. She wanted to discuss it, but not at that event. And I like that. Don't mess up people's event. So, anyway, I think I've touched on everyone that is on the show at the moment. It's going to be someone new added next week, and it definitely gets interesting when she's added. So, once again, just tune in. Give me your comments about Lil Mo and what she had on, because I was confused. Or anybody else for that matter. I definitely like to talk about wardrobe, because I like fashion. So let's talk about that. And if you have any advice for somebody that may be listening, that's dealing with depression or a family member with bipolar, you know, and somebody said it was a disease. It's not a disease, it's an illness. But there is a difference, and I won't go into that. But stay tuned. I'm going to be here with my opinion. So make sure you tune into Radio on Fire to hear any episodes that you may have missed. So that's radioonfire.com. So until next time, peace.